This is Sheffield Live.
Begbies Trainer is an independent business rescue and recovery specialist. If your business has financial challenges requiring professional insights and solutions, Begbies Trainer can help. We provide advice designed to help people and companies deal successfully with debt and financial problems. And wherever possible, we will find the best solution that allows for active steps towards financial recovery. Begbies Trainer is an independent business rescue and recovery specialist. We're committed to providing a rapid and responsive service based on in-depth experience, professionalism and independent specialist expertise. Contact our Sheffield office on 0114 285 9500 or visit begbies-trainergroup.com.
Good morning. It's just after 9 o'clock on Friday, the 9th of October 2015. My name is Jamie Veitch. I'm your presenter for the next hour for Sheffield Live's business and social enterprise programme, Business Live. We're broadcasting live on 93.2 FM and through our internet live stream. And the show will also be available as a podcast later from the Sheffield Live website, sheffieldlive.org. Talking about podcasts, last week's show, which covered crisis and reputation management and Sheffield Soup, is of course still available to listen to from the Sheffield Live website. But in today's show, we're going to be talking with Claire Collister, the Social Enterprise Programme Leader from Sheffield Hallam Students' Union, and with Roxana Whiteman, who set up a social enterprise called Uncover. We're also speaking with Nonna's Sheffield proprietor, Maurizio Mori. Before we turn to our guests, a quick roundup of business and social enterprise news. Banks and financial institutions are going to be required to appoint a whistleblower's champion and to inform all staff how to raise concerns of misconduct and bad behaviour from next September 2016, under new rules published by the Financial Conduct Authority. Firms will have to appoint a senior manager to oversee their organisation's policies and procedures, who will also be responsible for presenting an annual report on whistleblowing to the board and regulator. The FCA said the rules are going to go further than the requirements of the Public Interest Disclosure Act. Record numbers of young people from the Sheffield City region are seeking careers in advanced manufacturing and opting to earn as they learn by gaining places at the AMRC Training Centre. Over 130 teenagers have secured jobs and have signed up for advanced apprenticeships at the centre in Catcliffe, which is part of the University of Sheffield Advanced Manufacturing Research Centre. That compares with about 70 this time last year, and there's a further intake scheduled for this month. So the training centre is confident that they're going to increase apprentice numbers by 60% or more. Westfield Health has secured extended partnerships with two South Yorkshire football clubs as they seek to further champion health and well-being here in the South Yorkshire region. The sports sponsorship deal will see Westfield Health collaborate more frequently, both with Sheffield United and with Sheffield Wednesday. They plan to use interest in the game of football to encourage people to live healthier lifestyles. Westfield Health are continuing their sponsorship of the Bramall Lane corner stand for the Blades and the John Street enclosure for disabled people. And as far as the Owls are concerned, they're going to continue being the official disabled enclosure partner. Don't forget, this year's Social Saturday, organised by Social Enterprise UK, takes place tomorrow, the 10th of October. What is it? Well, Social Enterprise UK say they anticipate it will be a testament to the strength and the influence of the social enterprise movement to raise awareness of how easy it is to support businesses that trade and use their profits to support community activity, international development, the environment and charities. Find out more at socialenterprise.org.uk and look up Social Saturday. And of course, a quick shout out for the Made Entrepreneur Festival coming to Sheffield soon on the 22nd of October, Thursday the 22nd, with a wealth of fringe events which are free to attend in the same week. Find out more at the Made Festival website. And an Ecclesall Road Italian, Nonna's Sheffield, has been crowned the best Italian restaurant business in England. They've beaten competition from over 3,000 entries across the country to be named best Italian business in England, receiving the accolade on the 4th of October. We'll be talking with Nonna's Sheffield proprietor, Maurizio Mori, later on in the programme today. Quick reminder, Sheffield Business Awards about to close for entries, so go to sheffieldbusinessawards.org.uk to enter. And as ever, I'd always welcome your views on what's going on in business and social enterprise. Get in touch with this programme and with Sheffield Live. Email jamie@sheffieldlive.org. Text me 07904 272 200. Find Sheffield Live at Sheffield Live on Twitter. And, of course, if you're starting or running your own business or social enterprise, or if you're self-employed or if you're an employer, we're keen to hear from you. So let's turn now to our first guest of today's programme. I'm very pleased to welcome to the studio the proprietor of Nonna's Sheffield, Maurizio Mori. Good morning.
Good morning e buongiorno a tutti.
Thank you very much. And our listeners all around the world.
Hopefully they heard that, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, it's interesting. 82% of Sheffield Live's listeners are in Sheffield and Rotherham, but the rest do listen to the internet live stream from across the world. In fact, notably, the programme that follows this show on Sheffield Live, a folk music programme, we had a listener from Brazil came in. He was working over in the UK for a bit, and he got in touch with Sheffield Live and said, "I've been listening through the live stream from Brazil."
Well, that's amazing. Amazing. This just shows, isn't it, how many people are on the social media that they can connect to, and that's amazing.
But good morning indeed, and thanks for coming in today. So
first of all,
congratulations on winning the inaugural award in the England Italian Awards.
It's a fantastic feeling, and it's something I'm very proud of, and for everybody really, because it's a great thing for Sheffield as well to be been mentioned as well. For it's great for the community. I'm obviously pleased for my staff who have committed themselves to dedicate to their passion and from the kitchen to the front, and we created something. From all these years, that's been acknowledged, which is fantastic, really, yeah.
Yeah, it's tremendous. Yeah. And I gather there was something in the region of 35,000 votes cast by the public.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. I like to thank the voters, because without the voters, we wouldn't have got to the finals. And then it was down to the judges, who obviously went to various venues where they thought were worthy to become winners.
Yeah, that's great. So it's really an interesting competition, an interesting award, because first of all, public vote for you get to the finals, and then over 80 venues from across England are finalists, and the judges come and visited you. You've been crowned the champions. So,
but with the judges, we didn't know they were coming.
No,
that's the beauty of it. So you don't know when they're coming. So that makes it more sort of fair.
Yes,
on all sides, and I think. What Nonna's has given to a little bit different is I think we cover all different types of angles of the business. I think from the early mornings with the coffee and the colazione, the breakfast, which starts from 8:30, going through on to the lunch, then the afternoon menu, covers then the pasta offer, the evening menu. We open every day. So we cover sort of all angles, and we cover for, I think, all different types of customers, from mothers to business people to foodies. I think that's probably, I don't know what the reason is behind it all, but I think that gave an influence to the vote.
Yes.
And to the sort of the reason maybe why we got the award. And also, I think Nonna's has something unique. It's got like an atmosphere that when you walk
in... atmosphere is something that might...
Yeah, I think when you walk into Nonna's, you just feel like you're away from everywhere. You feel like you're in Italy, the hustle, the bustle, the people, the chatting, the Italians going off. And so this we're is in our the, own world, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. This is a world you've cultivated. The judges have recognised it then, and it's a nice accolade. But it's been a good year for you as well, haven't you?
Fantastic year. It's an amazing year, really.
Sylvester Stallone notably visited.
Ah, Sylvester Stallone. Yeah, that's an amazing story. Because in mid-January, we did a refurb, which needed over like 10 years. We're not doing anything. So we decided to do a refurb. And the first weekend that we sort of like got going, and which was an amazing weekend, we got to Sunday night, and... I get a phone call in the evening around about 9:20 from the promoters of Sylvester Stallone, who happened to be in Sheffield at the City Hall doing a chat show, saying they'd like to come to Nonna's. And I thought it was a joke at first.
Yes.
But I said, no, we were there. We were the promoters. We were there in the daytime. We didn't say anything to you. But because we liked the venue, we spoke to Sylvester. He wants to come here. So I thought, whoa. So 30 of them turned up on a Sunday night. And I had a private evening, and it was a fantastic night to be with him. And he's a great guy, solid guy. You know, he got a lot of good advice, and He stayed till 1:30 in the morning, so and then he left, enjoyed went it. Back to America, which is amazing.
So he's the latest in notable celebrity names who visited the restaurant.
Yeah.
And I noticed also that your barista won an award as well.
We were up for two nominations. One's for the barista, which was her name was Lucia Cadao, which is from Sardinia. And she's given a lot of passion and expertise to the coffee area, and unfortunately we didn't win that section, but she was top 10.
She was in the shortlist. Best barista.
To go into the Italian business, that also goes into that category. So, it covers all angles. So. It's great for her. It's great for the business.
Super. Lovely.
And from where she comes from in Sardinia, I think they'll be voting for her all the way.
And you've talked about Nonna's the atmosphere that you cultivate and the opening hours and so on. Now, is it tough operating a restaurant in 2015? Is it tougher in 2015 than it was, say, in 2010 when wallets were under pressure in the recession? Is it tougher now? I mean, there's perhaps more competition now, including competition all around you.
Well, let's start from the beginning. Well, Nonna's opened in 96.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? We were the first of its kind of Italian coffee shop type place where you could have a cappuccino, an espresso, an americano, where you could stand up or sit down. We had the Italian TV going off. We had La Gazzetta. We were the first to create something unique that you would find when you were in Italy. So we were the first of its kind on Nicholson Road. And slowly we started to see other coffee shops opening and then other outlets. And then, obviously, in the last 20 years, it's saturated with coffee shops, restaurants. And there's a niche for everybody, and it's created a fantastic culture, great possibility for people to do businesses and to bring people from outside Sheffield to come into Sheffield. And it is tough. It is hard out there. I mean, and that's why I think, Nonna's has been going for 20 years. Can you imagine? Through thick and thin, and we're still there, and we're still at the top of our game. And I think the reason behind it, you have got to have passion, enthusiasm, and a good team. You've got to have a good team that you believe in, that you guide, and you work together in the same direction.
Indeed, and all of those things contribute to the success of a business. And the 20-year sort of anniversary
coming up in June.
20 years soon will be a nice milestone for you. But I'm thinking, 2015, we're now in a situation where perhaps we're having more confidence, economic recovery that we've
definitely.
Talked about.
Yeah, definitely.
And I'm just going back to the last 5 years, 2010, it must have been really, really tough for all sorts of businesses.
All sorts of businesses,
I mean, we've had plenty on this show talking about that. Mm. Now, though, with recovery, there's perhaps more competition, there's competition opposite and all around you and so on. And And there's competition not only from independents, but there's competition from chains who can afford high rents, high business rates, and so on.
Yeah.
What do you know now that you wish you'd known perhaps 19, 20 years ago when you started? What have you learned? What brilliant lessons?
Lesson, I think the recession gave us a big lesson. I think the recession made us all think that, to watch your business closely on the finance side, and how you approach things and how you buy things. It makes you more of aware of what you do. And that is a big lesson for myself and probably for many other people. And I believe that the recession, the people who got through it are people who had to react quickly to their business and knew how to handle it and through the tough times. And having good customers who are being loyal and looking after the people around you and your customers and being, having good quality and good service and giving the best of what you can and being genuine in what you're doing, because people travel more, people see more, and they know better what's out there. So you've got to be on your game. You've got to know what you're doing, or at least always try to improve and strive and don't stand still. Always try to renovate yourself, keep going forward. And I think, that shows through for many times. And I think the recession was a big lesson for everybody.
I'm sure, yes.
Big lesson.
And aside from nonnas, of course, if you're off duty, are there a place here?
Good question. I go back to nonnas for a good coffee and a bite to eat.
Are there places that you like to go, whether in the city or outside the city?
Yeah, I do. I mean, Sheffield's got Sheffield is up and coming. I mean, it should be up there like Manchester, like Leeds. It's getting there. It's more cosmopolitan. Some great venues out there. Some great restaurants. I mean, look at my friend Adriano from Cubana. Yes. He moved from Triple Lane to Liverpool Square, and he's created a fantastic venue where people can go for great tapas, good atmosphere, good music, and he's got a lot of passion, and that's fantastic. And I think a lot of people have got that in Sheffield. And I think Marco from Milano's. My Jan Bowen, who's got nonnas in Chesterfield, we were together for so many years, and we just decided to divide the business. But he's got nonnas in Chesterfield, and I've got nonnas in Sheffield. We're great pals, and you know, we've got other venues that are doing really well. And
so there's places that you enjoy going to.
Yeah, I like to go to my competitors. I like to go to Ramos, in Broomhill. He used to work for me. I like to go to Gusto. I like to see what's happening around it.
The restaurant, the food business, people work in
business. We work together, we intertwine together, we watch each other's business, and we all try to help each other. Yeah. We're like a big community, help each other.
Yeah. And talking about a business and partnership with regard to business, you just talked about nonnas in Chesterfield and how you had worked together.
Yeah, me and Jan
Bohan. And of course, then you decided to separate the businesses. So he's doing his business, you're doing your business. Mm. And I just wondered if you wanted to make any comments for people, not necessarily in the restaurant or food business, but whatever business, whether it's two people who are partners running an accountancy or two people running a shop, who about partnership and about moving forward, when it's time to do that. Any lessons, any advice?
Well, yeah, good question. I think partnership, when you go into a business, is like a marriage. As I say, you got to understand each other from which strengths is good for whatever it is, and use that, and listen to one another, and always talk about things. Never keep things inside. If you've got to express yourself, you express yourself, and the number one thing in life and in business and in anything, I think, is respect. You have to have respect. With respect, you can go forward in many levels, and I think that's a good piece of advice I would give.
That applies to all businesses.
It's basics. Yeah. Basics, and that's it, really.
Yeah. Super. Well, this is Business Live on Sheffield Live with me, Jamie Veitch, and we're talking with Nonna's Sheffield proprietor, Maurizio Mori. And Nonna's Sheffield, of course, has just been crowned the winner in a new award, Best Italian Restaurant Business in England, beating competition from over 3,000 entries across the country. So some great advice there, Maurizio, and I thought we could perhaps just finish by asking you, as you approach the 20th anniversary then of Nonna's, what's next?
What's next? Well, for me, the most important thing is to maintain the consistency of Nonna's, the level that we are at, keep improving. Good food, good standards. We've created a new terrazza look as well. And as we're going towards June the 20 years, I would like to do something that would, to say thank you to the customers that have supported Nonna's. And I'm going to be doing something in obviously around about June time when it comes to 20 years.
Lovely. So watch this.
So watch out.
Fantastic. Okay, so we're going to play a track of music now, and it's a track that you've chosen. You're well known for your love of Elvis.
I love Elvis.
And customers can quite often be given the surprise.
They get a little bit of a taste from me every so often. I like to do a little Elvis tribute, and sometimes I go to town. I get dressed up in my Memphis, my Elvis Eagle suit, which I brought when I was in America.
Fantastic!
And every so often I do a special venue.
Lovely. Well, we'll play "Suspicious Minds" by Elvis, chosen by Maurizio. Maurizio, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
You're listening to Business Live on Sheffield Live with me, Jamie Veitch. We're broadcasting on 93.2 FM and from sheffieldlive.org across Sheffield and the world. And we've heard this morning from the proprietor of Nonna's Sheffield, Maurizio Mori, talking about the restaurant and an award that they've just won. If you've just tuned in and you've missed that, don't panic, because the podcast of today's programme will be available on the Sheffield Live website, sheffieldlive.org, later today. But turning now to our next guest, I'm delighted to welcome Claire Collister, the Social Enterprise Programme Leader of Sheffield Hallam Students Union, to the studio, along with Roxana Whiteman, whose Social Enterprise Uncover we'll be talking about. Claire, Roxana, thank you for joining me.
Thank you. Morning.
Good morning. So, first of all, Claire, you're involved with interesting social enterprise work, and of course you're fresh from an exciting evening yesterday. Do you want to tell us about that first of all?
Last night there was the enterprise dinner. It was part of Enterprise Challenge from Hallam University, and it's where the finalists, which Roxana was one of them, can talk about their businesses to the room full of people, and where they're it was decided who won Enterprise Challenge. It's been months and months of work for all the finalists. They did really well. And I'm sure Roxana will talk a little bit about it as well, her experience of that.
Yes, absolutely. And the Enterprise Challenge, I mean, we've talked about that on the programme from time to time. But you're involved, Claire, yourself in a whole range of social enterprise work that you manage for Hallam Students' Union.
Yeah.
Including the Innovation Awards, which are open at the moment. And there's a short window till just before the end of the month in which students, Hallam students, can apply for a startup grant. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So the Innovation Award, it's been running for roughly about 3 years, and we award students money of up to £3,000 to set up a project or a business that has any social or environmental aims. So students can apply for a startup of £500 just to test out an idea, but then also they can apply for up to £3,000 of a Grow It Award to really develop a project or a business. They can show that it's sustainable. So
really nice opportunity. And the deadline for people to apply for Startup and Grow It Awards is the 28th.
So it's in 2.5 weeks' time. And all application forms can be filled out online. It's hallamstudentsunion.com /skills and opportunities.
And of course, I'll let you give out the full address. Hallamstudentsunion.com/
skills and opportunities. And then if they scroll down to funding opportunities, it's all there.
Right, lovely. And of course, Roxana, you have previously received Startup and Grow It funding, haven't you?
Yes, I have indeed.
So that must have been a fantastic experience.
Yes.
And we're going to talk a bit about your business and
Thank
how
you.
It uncovers people's talents in just a moment or two. But while we're on the theme of applying for this funding, there's some really good tips for people who are thinking about doing so. And I wondered if we could just go through just one or two of the tips in terms of advice. So researching competitors, researching... And that's important so that people can show you, Claire, and can show in their application why they're different, presumably.
Yeah, exactly.
And that they've done their homework.
And to also show there's a need for their business. So to kind of talk to people who they would be trying to sell their service or product to show there's a need for it, do a bit of competitive analysis, see that actually are the prices right compared to other people. Research needs to be done, especially if you're trying for a Grow It. But for a small amount of testing out your idea for £500, it's less essential. But we do recommend people come and talk to us at the Students' Union about their idea. We'll help them with their application form. We have training sessions and drop-ins they can come to.
Yeah, quite. And I think it's worth mentioning a few of the previous recipients of Startup and Grow It funding who are running interesting businesses. Liam Rogers of the Sheffield Hallam Community Writing Project, Daniel Wilson, Boxing Science... Charlotte Simmons, ergonomic cutlery, sustainable aquatics. That's Carl Goodman and a number of others. And it's worth actually anyone who's thinking about applying to take a look at the Hall of Fame on the Sheffield Hallam Students Union page to read about other previous.
Sure. It's really inspiring what they've done. You know, they had an idea and then they've just decided to apply and they've got it, and now they're like running their own businesses and they get full support to do this. And each of their stories is really quite inspiring for anyone who's interested in social enterprise.
And I mean, that inspiration that obviously you're really, you really enjoy yourself, Claire, in terms of it inspires you. I'm not going to ask you to choose a favourite. That would be terrible.
Especially in front of Roxana.
Yes.
But it'd be lovely just to talk about why some of these businesses who've previously received support, why they're so interesting. So, you know, if you want to just mention a couple of them in terms of what they do and why they're interesting.
Well, I think when people are applying, you're really looking at the person.
Yeah.
As much as, or even more so than the business idea. Have they got the passion? Have they got the drive and the motivation to do it? Do they believe in what they're doing? Are they going to go the extra mile when things get, you know, it's hard setting up your own business, so it really got to think about the person and their motivations for doing it. So
motivation, person, skills, and of course you support them.
Support them, and we get the enterprise team at the university support them too, and we can signpost them to any organisations, and we're really there just to encourage and motivate and coach them really, and to be there just to keep nudging them along if they're feeling moments of, you know, I don't know, despair or...
Yes, yeah. Quite.
Yeah.
And that's part of an offer which is really growing and developing here in Sheffield. I mean, support for social enterprises, support for student-led businesses appears to be very, very healthy here in the city.
Yeah,
there's a lot of it. And you're working, as you say, with the enterprise team at Sheffield Hallam. We've talked with Hannah Lister from there on this programme in the past. And we've had previous enterprise award winners on the show too. So let's turn now to Roxana. We'll come back to Claire in a few minutes. Roxana, how was the dinner last night?
Good morning, everyone. The dinner was wonderful. The food was lovely, but the networking event was grand, and 250 people.
Yes.
They were there last night, and they were all excited. So I was one of them, which I'm very proud to be there, to be in the final.
Yes, and congratulations on being there in the final. Absolutely fantastic achievement.
There were 94 businesses, there were 94 social enterprises altogether, and there were 5 finalists. So I was the only social enterprise there, which in itself, it was the winner of just being the only social enterprise left in the competition.
Yes.
Some very amazing people and some very... brilliant ideas. So
superb, and that's a really good point as well that you make. Going to events like this, being part of this, pushing yourself forward, and getting through to a final. What a fantastic achievement! One of only 5 finalists, but going along, a networking opportunity in front of 250 people. Presumably, you spoke with lots of people who might help your business.
Exactly, and. One thing about being part of these enterprises and the Startup Award, the Growit Award, and the Enterprise Challenge is it is these opportunities of networking with people and learning, and not being afraid to ask, because there is someone who knows someone that can help you. So if you're passionate about what you want to do and you believe in your idea, then you can make it work. Yes.
And of course, this comes up time and time again on this programme with people who are running very established businesses as well as startups, talking about the absolute importance of networking and of asking people for advice and for help and for support. It's crucial, and it's what successful businesses are doing over and over again. So from last night's event, you must have, the other finalists.
Yes.
And so on. You can learn from each other.
Learn from each other. That was one thing that that I've learned. Not be afraid to share your ideas. Because first I thought, they want to steal my idea. This is my idea. Everybody, back off. But no, it's the beauty of it, the beauty of a social enterprise is sharing and
collaboration.
And collaboration, yes. It's such a strong community. It's...
So we're probably building anticipation in our listeners as we speak, because we haven't told them what your business actually is yet. And we're going to do that in just a moment.
Thank you.
But before we do that, we're just going to turn back to Claire.
Claire.
Because we'll come back to you in a moment, Roxana.
Thank you.
We'll turn back to Claire and talk about being at the dinner last night. Again, 250 people there. What happens next in terms of the finalists, the winners, and your involvement with people who are there? You know, they go on to the winners win, the finalists get the attention, and so on. We talk about things on the radio, but the support just doesn't end, does it?
No, the support doesn't end, and you know, well done to the businesses that did win some money last night. And obviously, it's not just about the money; it's the support they get
yes.
and the networking mm-hmm. opportunities. And because the enterprise challenge is run through the university will give them support for that. Mm-hmm. And we are the Students' Union is one of the sponsors
yes.
for the dinner, and we'll continue to support mm-hmm. social enterprise and be a sponsor for that.
And the Student Union is also involved in things like the Sheffield Social Enterprise Network and the Social
yeah.
Enterprise Social that
yeah.
This programme has been along to.
Yeah,
we've talked
yeah.
to people there. You're involved in terms of co-organising that.
Yeah, so I set up the Social Enterprise Social with a colleague from the University of Sheffield and from one of the guys from Union Street, and we just really wanted to bring together social entrepreneurs from the city or anyone who's interested in social enterprise together to network, collaborate, just to meet up and share ideas, really. So it's been a great success. Been running it for a year now, and we have about 100 people each time, and I think it's just, you know, Sheffield's a really thriving place for people, well, students and non-students who really want to make a difference as well as make a profit. So
it is.
We're harnessing that.
Indeed, and you've had very interesting speakers. I went
mm-hmm.
along to the last one, and the Real Junk Food Project
yeah.
Talked about mm-hmm. the work they've been doing. I think the whole room was inspired by
yeah.
that. And the social enterprise scene does seem to be really, really burgeoning.
Yeah.
You know, really doing well here
yeah,
in Sheffield.
Great.
So I'm sure social entrepreneurs are listening, if they haven't been to the Social Enterprise Social, go along to it. Fantastic.
Yeah, the next one's on the 19th of November. So,
and they're free to attend, of course.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So we're going to continue talking with both Claire and Roxana in a moment or two. But I thought we'd just take a quick break for a track of music. And it's a track that this one's been chosen by you, Claire. This is the Gotan Project. It's Me Confession, and we'll play that now.
Begbies Trainer is an independent business rescue and recovery specialist. If your business has financial challenges requiring professional insights and solutions, Begbies Trainer can help. We provide advice designed to help people and companies deal successfully with debt and financial problems. And wherever possible, we will find the best solution that allows for active steps towards financial recovery. Begbies Trainer is an independent business rescue and recovery specialist. We're committed to providing a rapid and responsive service based on in-depth experience, professionalism and independent specialist expertise. Contact our Sheffield office on 0114 285 9500 or visit begbies-trainergroup.com.
You're listening to Business Live on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM and sheffieldlive.org across Sheffield and the world. My name's Jamie Veach, and we're talking today with Claire Collister, the Social Enterprise Programme Leader at Sheffield Hallam Students' Union, and with Roxana Whiteman of Uncover. So, Claire, Roxana, we've been talking we've been talking about awards, we've been talking about support for social enterprises, and Claire's talked about a deadline for applying for awards. And Roxana, you've previously applied for and won a Grow It Innovation Award.
Yes, indeed. It all started with seeing the advert
yes.
from Student Union at Hallam University, where stand up from the crowd,
yes.
and they're encouraging people to follow their hearts and to follow their passions, and. The application was for £500. So I thought, ooh, £500. I can make a lot of difference in people's lives with
yes.
the £500. So this is where Uncover was born.
Yes. So Uncover, your social enterprise, it brings out people's hidden talents.
Yes, indeed.
So what do you offer? What do you do? You are arts and crafts workshops, but you're combating isolation as well.
Yes.
So how does it all work?
So basically we provide fun and engaging art therapy and craft sessions to improve people's health and well-being. And we started in Dern Valley area, and especially Goldthorpe area,
yes.
Which is a community very close to my heart. This is where I live. And basically we run in weekly workshops at local nursing homes. And the social enterprise Uncover aims to bring people's hidden talent, allowing them to express themselves through art activities which are based on the human senses, which is the sight, the hearing, the taste, the smell, the touch, and balance. It aims to make a personal and a social impact to the community. And
so you're delivering sessions, art therapy,
yes.
In nursing homes.
In nursing home, yes.
And that's empowering to people who are part of the sessions.
Yes.
And how is it helping them then?
Right. When people think of nursing homes, sometimes they think just of elderly people.
Yes.
In 2012, when I came to university, to join the nursing course, my dear friend Gareth Wilmot, who's the same age as me, so at 36 years old, he was diagnosed with dementia. And as I came to university, Gareth went to live his life into a nursing home. So once a vibrant, attractive teacher and a young man found living himself into a nursing home. So this is where it all started, because he didn't ask for it, this illness. So I thought, what can I do to make Gareth live a life worth living for? What can I do to improve his health and use the abilities that are left, rather than concentrate on the disabilities and concentrate on his illness? So we're seeing people as they are. So we're not seeing older people. We're seeing people that are old, people that they might have dementia, or they're stroke survivors, or people that have got arthritis. So we emphasize this, and we're providing arts and crafts and art therapies based on their abilities.
And you use your own personal skills and knowledge and expertise.
I have indeed. This year I have graduated from Sheffield Hallam University. I did a degree in adult nursing, and while studying at Hallam University, I carry on working as a support worker to the local hospitals in South Yorkshire. And as all the life experience have helped me to carry the passion through, because, yes, it's grand winning an award, £500, £2,000, £5,000, and so on. But it's not all about the destination, it's the journey there, and it's about the impact that I have to people's lives.
And for social enterprises, it's about using income and trading, but using
trading.
That for social purpose, for a social mission, for social impact.
Yes.
So this social enterprise is born out of a personal experience,
yes.
But then you're able to use your professional skills and experience
yes.
for the benefit. Yeah.
And when I first won the £500 through the Startup Award, I didn't know anything about sustaining. So this is where you need to go and ask for help, and how do I sustain the project? Because it's not all about, you know, having that £500 in your hand.
No.
It's all about sustaining and grow it.
Sustainability and growth. And is this where the support becomes absolutely
yes.
vital? As you say, it's not just about winning the £500, winning funding. Of course, that's fantastic. Use that, but it's then the fact that the student union, Claire's program. At Hallam Student Union, and its connection with other support can help you, in terms of sustainability. Whilst we're talking, though, on the theme of the fact there's a deadline coming up, and
yes.
any social enterprise
yes.
is listening, any could be applying for the funding that Claire's program offers. Any tips that you might give for anyone in terms of that application process? You know, any advice? Why do you think it is? You know, you were successful.
My message out there for all the students and for all the applicants is, if you have got your heart in it, then you can make it work.
Yes.
If you got your heart, that's all what you need, because everything else can be learned, and all the other support is there. So you need to have your passion. Yes, of course, you need to research into it and learn, you know, from your competitors, and learn how to be different and be your individual, be yourself.
Yes. Yeah.
Because that will get you through. Everything else can be all the training and the support from Sheffield Hallam Union, from Research and Innovation Office, and some really, really amazing and business people and social enterprise people. But my advice is, be you.
Okay, lovely. So then you're authentic.
Yes.
Yeah. And you used the award to pilot the first set of workshops.
Yes,
you?
I have
so
indeed.
So that you're able to deliver then into nursing homes.
Homes, yes.
And I think you won both the Startup Award and subsequently the Grow It Innovation Award as well.
Yeah. Yes. I've piloted the social enterprise. I brought the care homes within the area. And it was fantastic because the workshops that we do, they are planned and they're based on people's needs, on people's individuality. They're person-centered care.
Yes.
So it's not about our needs. It is about my customer's needs. It is about the resident in the care home, about the service user, my patient. It's all about them and their talent and their passion.
And I know that you're... experience is showcased in a case study on the Hallam Students Union website.
Thank you.
And it talks about your application stood out because of the knowledge of your field and the fact that you'd identified that clear need for the service that you offer and how you explained how you would meet those needs.
Thanks.
Providing social benefits as well.
Yes.
So fantastic.
Thank you.
So what's next? Because I know you're very, very busy. You have a day job as well.
Yes, I have indeed. I'm a newly qualified nurse. I'll be working at Northern General Hospital in the emergency department. So I'm looking forward to it. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, team. I'll be joining there on Monday.
Good stuff. That's fantastic. But how do you juggle everything?
Right, yes. People say that I'm busy. I don't see myself as busy because I'm just driven by my passion, passion of making a difference in people's lives and helping people, just like I was helped myself. I mean, I was born in Romania. I came to UK many years ago, and I came here on my own. So it's good to have help, and it's good to have that support. And
yes.
I know how it feels to be on the other side. So
yes. So driven by passion.
Driven by passion, yes.
And we've only got a couple of moments left of the show.
Okay.
So in terms of what's next for Uncover, you're looking to collaborate, you're looking to build partnerships, you're looking to work with more nursing homes.
Yes, I am looking.
How can people reach you?
Yes, I would cherish to bring the social enterprise Uncover into Sheffield. So if there are any care homes managers, service users, activity coordinators that are listening to us this morning, please contact me here at the radio or come and see me at the Student Union at Hallam University.
So if anyone wants to contact Roxana, you can, you're welcome to get in touch with Sheffield Live. You can email me, jamie@sheffieldlive.org.
Thank you.
And I can pass details on
to
you.
Yes, please do. Super. Thank you very much.
Lovely. So Roxana, thank you for joining us, and all the best
with
Uncover.
Thank you.
And Claire, thanks for joining us too.
Thank you.
And a quick reminder then, anyone who's listening and wants to apply for the awards, you've got until Wednesday
the 28th of October.
And the details are on the Hallam Students Union website, hallamstudentsunion.com. It's very easy to navigate. Go from the homepage to the skills and opportunities drop down menu, and then you'll find funding opportunities, and you can apply for an innovation award there. Super. So We've been talking today with Claire Collister, talking about the Sheffield Hallam Students' Union support for social enterprise. Claire's the social enterprise programme leader, and with Roxana Whiteman of Social Enterprise Uncover. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
It's been a pleasure.
We've also had Maurizio Mori of Nonna's on the show. The podcast of today's programme will be up on the Sheffield Live website later. We'll be back next Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Don't go away now, because next up on Sheffield Live is our fantastic folk music programme. Thank goodness it's folk, so please stay tuned for that. That's on from 10 a.m. through to noon. And we're probably going to play out with about 30 seconds of a Rolling Stones track, which has been chosen by Roxana, which is Rolling Stones' Start Me Up. And we'll play out with about 30, 40 seconds of that for you to enjoy now.